Welcome to day 8 of our 21-day healing journey. Today, we're going to take a moment to put our eyes, our faith and our focus in the love, grace and goodness of our God. So be still, try to switch off from the busyness around you, take a moment to shift the focus from whatever is going on in your room, in your mind, in your body, and place your focus in the healing power of Jesus. We're reading Psalm 91 together, and today we will go on from verse 4. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in the darkness, and nor of the destruction that lays, waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. As we read this today, I wanted to highlight a very powerful picture. I was once shown a story of how a big fire had passed through a farmland. And in that farm was actually a whole bunch of chickens. And as the farmer was walking through his field after the fire had passed, it was completely scorched and smoking and smoldering, and nothing could have survived this fire. As he was walking through the burnt field, he noticed the carcass of a burnt hen smoking, sitting there. And as he kicked it and bumped it and nudged it over, out from under the carcass of that hen came its alive, untouched, unscathed chicks. What had happened was, when the mother knew a fire was coming, she had sat down and nestled on top of her little chicks, and the fire had come through and completely killed the mom and scorched her. But the chicks, who were protected under the feathers, under the body of the mother, were completely untouched. If you think of what Jesus did for us at the cross, it's a picture of Psalm 91 verses 4. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Jesus took the fire of judgment for all disease and sin on his body. But in him, we are saved. Today, I want to encourage you to take refuge under him, because he has already paid the price for all disease and death that wages on the earth. And he did that with you in mind. It goes on to say, do not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies in the day, nor the pestilence that walks in the darkness. That's a virus. And you know how often we don't know how viruses move, because we can't see them move. We cannot see it coming towards us. And it describes destruction in the day and destruction at night. And ultimately says, 1,000 will fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. In other words, death is all around. Just like in that field with a fire moving, everything in the field died by the fire, except the chicks, who were protected under, literally under the wings of their mother. So as you see destruction all around and death all around, God declares, as you position yourself in him, under his wings, it shall not touch you. You might be sitting in a hospital right now, surrounded by what feels like death. Receive that revelation today. It shall not come near you. Picture yourself protected and surrounded by the powerful, strong wings of your Savior. Let's pray together today. Jesus, we lift up the people right now that might be surrounded by death, might be facing destruction and pestilence. Today they position themselves under your wings and they take refuge in you. And we declare, by the power of Jesus, health, protection, and healing is theirs. Supernaturally, it shall not come near them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Receiving communion is a powerful moment, and we encourage you to take a bread or cracker, water or juice around you. Even in a hospital room, you can use some of the food set aside and the water set aside is a powerful moment to receive communion, and communion is about placing your faith for your healing in the broken body of Jesus, for your forgiveness in the blood of Jesus, placing your focus on what Jesus has done for you. As you receive communion, reflect powerfully that no matter what you face, Jesus is greater. His love for you is greater, and he so desires to see you healthy and whole. Now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and show you his grace and give you peace.